Shalom, and welcome to the Lord's house as we share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, today's message.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, how many times have you heard somebody say, or you've read it, somebody saying it in the newspaper, or you've heard it on television or radio or whatever, they say these words, these three words, "You offend me," or "what you're doing offends me." You know, there are some out there, if you celebrate Christmas, that offends me. If you do this, that offends me. And we're hearing a lot of that today. And we live, of course, in a politically correct place in America right now where everybody strives to be politically correct. We don't want to offend people. But you know what? Sometimes people need to be offended. For their own good, sometimes they need to be offended. They just don't like what you have to say, but sometimes it's for their own good and what you're saying. Well, I looked up the word offend in the dictionary. I always like to look words up, you know, and get the dictionary definition of what that word means. Because in the English language today, you know, words can change, you know, and the meaning of them are totally different than what they were even a few years ago in some cases. I know I don't keep up with some of the modern slang and stuff, you know, and let's face it, I'm not young anymore. And I don't keep up with some of that. But I know there was a period of time that if you heard somebody say, "Man, that's bad," they really meant it was good. And I don't know, if they said it was good, did that mean it was bad? I don't know, you know. Words change. So I like to look up the dictionary definition. I try to find the most recent definition of it. So I looked up the word offend. And the dictionary says to offend is to cause a person or a group to feel hurt, to feel angry or upset by something said or done. I'm going to add something into this definition. Sometimes you offend people because they feel conviction. And the world needs to feel a lot of conviction today. You know, the devil's running rampant out there, and people aren't feeling conviction like they used to. There was a time when people could walk into a church building and they would feel the convicting power of the Holy Spirit in their life. And they would come to an altar and they would give their heart and life to Jesus Christ, and they would walk out a changed person. But today you can walk into a lot of churches and leave the same way you came, because it's not a whole lot different than what you just walked out of, you know? But people get offended, and they get offended over the least little things anymore. "I don't like the tie you're wearing. It's got a manger scene on it. That thing offends me." And I'm sure there's somebody that would be offended by it. Every day, one group or another is offended. You hear it daily. Somebody is offended. And I don't care if it's the atheist or the LGBT group community, the Muslims, or whatever group it may be, there's always somebody being offended. And especially if you say something as a Christian, they're offended by what we have to say. In fact, now there are some areas of the world that are trying to get certain parts of Christianity declared to be hate speech, because it offends people. It's not what we say that offends people, it's the power of God that offends people. You say, "God's offensive?" When you are not doing what He wants you to do, when you are living for the devil, what God has to say will offend you. Just simple as that. As I said, in America, we live in a period of political correctness. Truth doesn't matter. Just don't offend. You come up to somebody and you look at them and you say, "Man, he's got on a shirt there that says Boston Celtics, and I think the Boston Celtics are the worst team that ever played on the face of the planet. That's how I feel about them. I don't even know who they are, really, but, you know, he's got that on his shirt there. I think they're a basketball team, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, I look at that. I hate the Boston Celtics. Oh, Christopher, that's such a nice shirt you've got on there. It looks so good. Man, I wish I had one like that. Oh, terrible shirt. And that's the way people will do. They will come up to you and they will lie to your face because they don't want to offend you. You see, this person that you know beyond the shadow of any doubt, eliminating that don't judge me mentality, all of that stuff, and you come up to them, you know, and they know that they're on their way to hell. But you don't ever say anything to them because you don't want to offend them. I might offend them if I tell them that they need Jesus. Don't do that. We don't want to offend. We want to please everyone. Oh, Christopher, where can I buy a shirt like that? You know, it's really nice, you know. I want to try to please Christopher. You know, don't tell me, Christopher, I really don't want to know. But we want to please everybody. We want to make them think that we're their best bud. You know, I'm your friend. And especially in election season, you see that so much. I'm your friend. You know, I'll tell you what you want to hear. Because I want to please you. Well, can we please everybody? Well, I see several heads shaking no. Because if you're realistic, we realize we cannot please everybody. There's always going to be someone that's offended. There's always going to be someone that does not like what we have to say, or what we do. I was just thinking about offense, and I've mentioned this before, but I remember back in the 60s, I think it was, there was a preacher on TV that parted his hair down the middle, and he changed to combing it, parting it on the side, and it offended some people, and they wrote him letters. I just don't like the way you comb your hair anymore. It's terrible, you know. We get offended over such least little things. Well, did he part it back in the middle again to please those people? No, he didn't, you know. But some people today, oh, well, you know, they don't like that fact. I'll part my hair back down the middle because I don't want to offend anyone. I want to please everybody. But we will sit and, as Christians, sometimes let people continue on their way to hell because we don't want to offend them. We want to make them feel good. So there's groups of people who are offended daily. We get offended daily as Christians. We offend people every day. Did you know that? And there is stuff that is brought against us that we should be offended by. And I'll have to say, Christians as a whole, don't stand up and start waving a flag. I'm offended by what you've done. I'm offended. No, that's not the way to approach it, by saying I'm offended at everything, but we need to go with it as to what we can do to please God. You know, offense goes a long way back because in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, here's what it says. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will set also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." It says here, Satan, Lucifer, had decided he was going to ascend and power above that of God. He was going to be like God. He was even going to surpass God if possible. And then we find in Genesis chapter 3 the story of Adam and Eve and the serpent. And the serpent comes along and says to Eve, just take of this fruit. No, I can't do that. God said not to eat this. Come on. You can have it. You're not going to die. God doesn't want you to eat this because if you do, you'll be like him. And he don't want that. Go ahead. Take a bite. And she fell for it. And Satan has raged a battle of offense since these times that we've just talked about. Since the days in the Garden of Eden. An offense against God. He is trying to do his best to turn people against God. To get them to believe that he is the one that they should be worshiping. He is the one that they should be serving. He is the one that they should be attempting to please. And let's look at the world today. The world is really doing about everything it can to try to please Satan. They're not trying their best to please God. All you've got to do is look around and see what shape the world is in. And we know they're not trying to please God. And if you're not pleasing God, then by default, you are pleasing Satan. Because all he's got to do is look and say, okay, as long as they're not pleasing God, I'm good with that. I'm happy because I got them. You don't even have to be a sinner that runs out and commits all kinds of vile acts and crimes and stuff like that. You just got to be a person that does not please God. And he's got you. He's happy with that. He can live with that, as they say. Who should we be pleasing? Who do we please? You and our families, we try to please one another. I hope we do anyway. Try to keep everyone in the family happy. Is that a hard job sometimes, keeping everybody in the family pleased? Because this person likes this, and that person likes that, and you know, and this and that and the other. And sometimes we feel like pulling our hair out because we can't please everybody. When it boils down to it, our biggest concern about pleasing should be, are we pleasing God? Because if we please God, we will then begin to please in the area of other people that we need to please. Now, we don't go out and should not be going out and deliberately attempting to upset, drive people crazy and stuff like that. But we also need to be able to stand up and stand for our convictions and say, this is what pleases God, and I'm sorry if you're offended by it, but I'm going to do what pleases God. And as Christians today, as true Christians today, unfortunately, we are going to be offensive to a lot of people. And quite frankly, the world doesn't care if it offends us. There have been articles in newspapers, in certain newspapers, just in the last couple of weeks, that are very offensive. If you're a Christian and you read those articles, they're very offensive to you as a Christian, or should be. Because they're speaking evil, basically, against the God we serve. But the world doesn't care if they offend us as Christians, but not us as Christians offend them. We are not supposed to stand up and say, I serve the true and the living God. I serve the God that sent his Son to be born of a virgin, to grow up and to die on a cross on Calvary's hill and shed his blood for the redemption of the sins of mankind. I serve that God. Can your God top that? No, their God can't. There are a lot of gods out there. They're all false gods, but there are a lot of them out there that people are serving. And not all of them are serving some god that we think about, because a lot of people serve the god of the dollar bill. Just as an example, it's money, 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 you know, and that's the god they serve. Give me money, more money. As Christians, there are going to be times that we are going to be offended by the things that the world does. We have to stick true within our hearts to remember that the only person that we really need to please is God. Here's what Jesus said in John chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. Then said Jesus unto them, whenever you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Even Jesus said, I do the things to please the Father. I do the things to please God. And we should be doing nothing but trying our best to please God. And yes, if we're trying to please God along the way, we're going to offend some people. We're going to offend the people of the world. We're going to offend the people that do not serve the living God. We're going to offend the people that don't care anything about the God we serve. We're going to offend those kind of people. But I'm going to do my best to please God. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, just like each one of you that are here today, just like everybody that's listening to me. You make mistakes, but I do my best to serve God. I do my best to please Him, because that's what really counts. Paul then said in his letter to the Galatians, he tells us this, chapter 1, verse 10, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be a servant of God, of Christ. If we're just trying to please men, then he said, we're not a servant of Christ. If you're serving God, if you're living for God, if you're doing your best to please God, then you're not always going to please men. Because the devil, from the days of Adam and Eve and beyond that even, has been offended by the things of God. And he's still offended today. And if they're not serving God, they're serving Satan. I don't care what they want to say, but that's how it is. And some will find that offensive if I say that. But I want to please God. So I will not always please man because I'm trying to please God. And as Christians, that should be our foremost desire, is to please God. Look at the preceding verses there and what he wrote prior to that in chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, where he says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And there's people out there today, to please men, will pervert the gospel. They will twist the gospel. They will try to make it say things it doesn't say. You can take the Bible, God's Word, and if you take a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there, you can make it say about whatever you want it to say. Just like any other book you can take. If you take another book and it's telling you something, you can take from here and there in it and you can make it say what you want it to say. You can go online and you can read something on the internet and you can take a piece here and a piece there and you can come up with something totally new. You can pervert things. And there are people out there today that are attempting to pervert the gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel that he gave us, we need to stand firm with that. And Paul says if we are not standing true to it, if we're preaching any other gospel, we are accursed. In other words, you're in big trouble. Sometimes preachers may preach something and it may be a little wrong because their understanding was maybe not quite what it should be. But you know, most of them, if they realize they've made an error and they've made a mistake, will stand up and say, I was wrong. I've heard preachers that got up and say, I preached this. And I've studied more, and I found out I made an error there. I was wrong about that. You've got to sometimes, as a Christian, be willing to admit you make mistakes. Some of us like to think, or some people like to think, as when they become a Christian, they become super Christian, and they never make a mistake in the world at all. Well, that was the first mistake they made right there, is that they never make mistakes. We're still a work in progress. As he said there again in the 9th verse, and say, as I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. And you know that if you read that verse, it's got to have offended somebody. Right there. Somebody out there already saying, you've offended me. Who are we to please? We are to please God. We are to please God. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1 says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. What's the key words there? To please God. We are to please God in our walk and what we do daily. We are to walk before God, pleasing God. Years ago, when I was a young man, and I don't remember if I was still in my teens or what, but I was looking for a job, and my dad took me down to the local supermarket, the food center, Blaz Food Center. And he went to the owner of the market. You got a job my son could have? And yeah, have him show up. Okay. I show up. And first thing they do is, they take me next door to the liquor store part. And my job was to work in the liquor store. Well, I got sent out to the warehouse part out there and to shuffle some cases around and stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm a Christian. I can't do this. I can't, in good conscience, do this job. It means losing my job, most likely, if I tell them I can't work in this part. So I worked till lunchtime, and I took my lunch break, And the pastor of the church lived a few blocks away, and I walked over to his house. And I told him what the situation was. We had prayer. I walked back, walked into the liquor store, went up to the manager, who is technically my boss right then, and I said, you know, I can't work in the liquor store. I can work in any other part of this supermarket, but I can't work in the liquor store. Well, we don't need you. See, I had to make a choice. Was I going to please God, or was I going to please man? And I made the choice in my mind at that time to please God. It cost me my job, but you know what? God took care of me. And I've never regretted to this day that I made that choice, because I felt within my heart, within my own conscience, that I was pleasing God by saying, I cannot do this. We have to please God. David wrote in Psalms chapter 69, verses 30 and 31, I will praise the name of God with a song. You know, we did that in the beginning of the service today. We praised God with a song. And we'll magnify him with thanksgiving. We have raised our hands and given thanks to the Lord for what he's done for us. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hooves. We could have set up an altar somewhere and we could have brought an animal in and we could have sacrificed it before God. He said, okay, I've sacrificed it just like they did in Old Testament times. But he says here, our thanksgiving to God, our praise to him, our song to him is better than that. We can go through routines, and we can go through formats, and we could do everything the same way every Sunday. It gets pretty boring, I think. And to a sense, you know, there's an order of service that we go through each Sunday, and we pretty much follow that order. But you know, I'm the one that believes that if the Holy Spirit of God begins to move in a service, you throw that order of service out and you go with what God does and what God wants. And I have seen times when the whole service got reversed around because God wanted it to go a different way. And his Holy Spirit was moving in our midst, and it went a different way. Sometimes the preacher didn't get to preach. I was invited to preach at a church that was 100 and some miles away from my house one time. I went up there. I drove up there, got there. I sat through the song service. I sat and listened as the Holy Spirit began to move, and I began to watch what was taking place. Did I get to preach that day after I'd driven 120 miles or however far it was? No. I didn't get to preach because the Spirit of God began to move in that congregation. And we went with what pleased God. I will have to say, I believe from the depth of my heart, had I stood up and preached and said, I have to preach now, that it would not have pleased God at that point. Because we were allowing God to do what God wanted to do for those people in that place at that time. Please God. Is it going to offend people if you please God? Most likely. We need to love him. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 says, And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Love God essentially with everything you've got in you. Give it all you've got. And you know what? If you love God with all your heart, it'll be easier to love people with all your heart too, and to love them and to show love. Love God and be obedient. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. You know, they'd been threatened just prior to this. And Peter says, we ought to obey God rather than men. We need to be obedient to God. So we please God by loving Him, by being obedient to Him, by letting Him work in our lives, and by saying, God, I give myself to You with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. I give everything I've got to You. God has sent before us a blessing and a curse. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 27 through 28, He says, a blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command to you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. God sets before us a blessing and a curse. We can serve God, we can give our lives to God, and we will receive a blessing. But if you turn your back on God and you walk away from Him and you don't serve Him, you've set a curse upon your life. What does God want from you? As I said, He wants you to love Him. He wants you to be obedient. And we do this by completely surrendering our life to Him. We give our life to Him. We don't say, Jesus, come into my heart. Not really what I want, but it's the only way I'm going to get to heaven. Come into my heart. You know, I'll go to church ever so often. I'll even maybe put money in the offering once in a while. You know, that's not the way it works. We come to Him and say, Jesus, song we used to sing years ago, I surrender all. And that's what we've got to do. Jesus, I stand before You. I surrender all. You take charge. You come in and You're the boss. You're in charge. And if we let Him be in charge, our life is going to go a whole lot better. And does that mean you'll never have a problem? Absolutely not. Because if I told you it was going to be roses after that, I'd be lying to you. There's going to be obstacles because you have offended somebody at that point. You've offended the devil at that point. But that's okay. You see, it's okay to offend in some places. If they're offending the devil, it's okay. He needs to be offended. We need Jesus in our heart. We need to surrender our life to Him. We need to please Him. The choice is, who do you please? Do you please God or do you please the devil? And Father, I come before You right now. And Father, for those that are listening to this message, Father, if there's anyone that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, or there's someone that's wavering in their walk with You, I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would speak to their heart and help them to realize the most important thing they can do in their life right now is to please You, and that's to give their life completely, totally to You, to love You, to be obedient to You. And Father, I ask as the Holy Spirit works in lives today, Father, that those who do not know Jesus would come to Him, make that decision today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
You have been listening to a message from the Lord's House. If this ministry has blessed you, please let us know. You may email us at pastor@tlhf.us, or you may write us at the Lord's House Fellowship, P.O. Box 1348, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or if you would like to attend a service at the Lord's House, we are located at 1131 Maple Ash Avenue, Columbia, Tennessee. And until next time, Shalom.